This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Raymond Tungakar. A Missouri transportation official says it will likely cost about $3 million to replace the highway overpass that partially collapsed when rail cars smashed into one of its support pillars after a cargo train collision. Seven people in two cars on the Highway M overpass in Scott County were injured, none seriously, when two 40-foot sections of the overpass crumpled early Saturday. The collapse occurred after a Union Pacific train hit the side of a Burlington Northern Santa Fe train at a rail intersection. Derailed cars then struck columns supporting the overpass, causing the collapse. Mark Shelton, an engineer for the Missouri Department of Transportation, said yesterday that the bridge replacement is estimated to cost about $3 million and that the bridge is expected to reopen in early September. A Southwest Missouri Health Department has posted health advisories for three waterways because of high bacteria levels. The Springfield News Leader reports that the Christian County Health Department has posted advisories warning swimmers about high levels of E. coli bacteria at the Jim Turner access at Finley River Park in Ozark, the Shelvin Rock access southwest of Nixa, and the Delaware access west of Nixa. The health department tests public waterways for E. coli, a type of bacteria that can cause diarrhea, dehydration, and other problems. Christian County Health Department Administrator Cindy Bilyeu says anyone who plans to swim in the river on Memorial Day weekend should take a shower immediately afterward. The health advisory will be removed after two consecutive samples at acceptable levels. Voters in southeast Missouri are running out of time to request absentee ballots by mail or fax for next month's congressional election. The special election to replace Republican Joanne Emerson in the 8th Congressional District takes place on June 4th. Emerson gave up her seat in the U.S. House to lead a National Association of Rural Electric Cooperatives. Secretary of State Jason Kander says voters that can't go to the polls on June 4th have until 5 p.m. on Wednesday, May 29th, to get applications for absentee ballots to their local election authority. Absentee ballots may be cast at county clerks' offices through June 3rd. The four candidates in the race are Republican Jason Smith, Democrat Steve Hodges, Libertarian Bill Slance, and Constitution Party member Doug Enyart. A Jefferson City hospital is planning a $35 million expansion that will increase the space at its main building by about one-third. Executives of Capital Region Medical Center announced the project on Friday. The Jefferson City News Tribune reports the 115,000-square-foot expansion will include two floors for medical services. Capital Region's Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Randy Height, says the extra space will allow for consolidating specialty physician services that are now scattered around Jefferson City. Officials expect at least 30 to 35 physicians will move their offices to the new building when it first opens. Groundbreaking is expected this fall, with the new facilities to open in spring 2015. Missouri officials are trying to combat geese flocking near swimming beaches at the Lake of the Ozarks. Geese can hamper water quality, contributing to high E. coli bacteria tests. They can also make a mess and be aggressive. The Lake Sun Leader reports that the State Department of Natural Resources has adjusted landscaping techniques at beaches to dissuade geese from congregating. That has included allowing vegetation to grow near the beach and installing brown landscape rock. Swimming beaches at most Missouri parks open for the Memorial Day weekend. There are two state park beaches at the Lake of the Ozarks. Columbia's elected leaders have taken their first look at plans for a new passenger terminal at the city's regional airport. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that the Columbia City Council reviewed architectural plans for a $33.7 million terminal to replace the 44-year-old structure south of town. Consultants hired by the city also suggested construction of an 800-car parking garage adjacent to the new terminal, which would have room for three airplane gates and capacity for as many as six gates. The current terminal has just one gate. City leaders say no decision has been made to replace the airport terminal, especially since the project lacks the necessary funding. Consumers may soon know more about where their meat comes from. That's because after much debate, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has changed its Country of Origin Labeling, or COOL, provisions for muscle-cut meats. Harvest Public Media's Abby Fentress-Swanson reports.
The USDA's amended COOL rule will require packers and retailers to include more information on labels on beef, pork, lamb, chicken, and goat meat, specifically where the animal was born, raised, and slaughtered. Currently, labels only require companies to include where the animal was born. Companies are also now barred from commingling cuts of meat from animals of different origins, which could make it easier to trace contaminated products. The USDA estimates these labeling changes could cost more than 7,000 companies up to $192 million. That's alarming to Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
We are very concerned about the cost of implementation, because anytime you have costs that are added to the processing, the packing, or the retail sector of our industry, it's typically not passed on to the consumer. That's typically passed back to the cattle producers.
But Roger Johnson of the National Farmers Union, which represents smaller farmers and ranchers across the country, supports the USDA's move.
We believe that consumers want to know where their meat comes from in particular, and that they have a right to know.
The USDA changed the rule because the World Trade Organization decided that current mandatory labeling requirements violate international trade law. Although the USDA's amended COOL rule is already in effect, it could be months before consumers see new labels in grocery stores. That's because companies can use their pre-printed labels until they run out, as long as more detailed information is provided to consumers via other means. Abby Fentress-Swanson, Harvest Public Media.
A state audit claims that a Southwest Missouri judicial circuit was inefficient in collecting money and is still owed about $1 million. The audit of the Taney County Judicial Circuit also shows loose controls of checks, lax money collection processes, and that the court held thousands of dollars that should have been dispersed. The Springfield News Leader reports that the audit from State Auditor Tom Schweik says the overall performance of the court was fair, but that the court didn't use all of its abilities to collect funds. As a result, it was owed about $1 million by the end of 2012. For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tungekar.